Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Taking a long, slow, deep breath. Let it out slowly. Take in another long, slow, deep breath. And let it out slowly. As you continue to breathe in and out slowly, be reminded of God breathing his very breath of life into the nostrils of the first human. Allow yourself to be more and more open to his invisible, personal, life-giving presence. As you breathe out, allow yourself just to relax into the goodness of God. God, we ask that you would center our attention on Jesus, the one who has authored our faith and the one who will perfect it, who will bring it to completion. In your own words, just invite Jesus, invite his spirit to be present. And as you invite him into this space, into this moment, just allow yourself to be more open to his leading, his lordship. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak to us through your word. Would you mold us and shape us as you will? Would you use the words of Isaiah 53 to penetrate deep into our souls as we contemplate the sufferings of our Savior? As we read through this passage, just pay attention to whatever God highlights for you. For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by humanity. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. As from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that has brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his or her own way. And the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that has brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. God, what is it that you are highlighting for us? What are you drawing our attention to? As we read through this passage a second time, pay attention to what aspect of your life God would like to expose with his word. Where in your heart or your mind or your body he would have his word cut deep. For he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by humanity. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that has brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we have gone astray like sheep. We have turned, every one of us, to his or her own way. And the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. Lord, how might you use the truths communicated in this passage to expose us? What aspect of our life would you speak into? What part of us would you like to transform? As we ponder your suffering, Jesus, as we ponder this passage one last time, just receive it as a gift. Receive him as a gift. For he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by humanity. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. As one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one of us, to his or her own way. And yet the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Jesus was the punishment that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you were willing to experience more than we could imagine. More physical, emotional, and spiritual pain than we know. Thank you that you were willing to take on all of our sin, so that we might be healed, so that we might be yours, so that we might be free, so that we might have life and have it abundantly, eternally with you. Help us to honor your suffering and your sacrifice on our behalf today. Help us to respond appropriately. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we ask these things. Amen.